Hello and welcome to the ISIS Europe Chemical Update podcast, where we discuss the latest market news. I'm Sarah Trinder, and with me today is Vicky Ellis, who covers the European methanol industry. So we heard that spot methanol prices approached a 21-month high this week. What's going on here, Vicky?
Well, yeah, they have. Continuing to climb, they hit the highest European spot price since early April 2014. In the mid 300 euros per ton in Northwest Europe, and basically Europe's been playing catch up with the rest of the world for some time. It's had some very low values, and it's been rising to play catch up. It's been rising steadily since summer 2016, and in fact there's been a very strong upward, well, an overall upwards trend minus a few blips since February 2016. And a little bit of background as well, which might be interesting to know. This week's high comes after kind of it had been kind of steady-ish, a little bit quiet over Christmas. Before Christmas, we had the first quarter contract prices settle at an increase for 2017. It's been quite a fairly steady increase since Christmas as well.
So why are methanol spot prices so strong now?
Well, the short answer is Rotterdam is dry. There are no or little volumes on offer available to people who are looking to buy, at least so I understand from the sources this week. And why is it dry? Well, it's a combination of factors, really. The overarching background reason for this is that China's demand from its methanol to olefins plants has been a huge global driver of demand. Just as an interesting story we ran on the ISIS dashboard this week from our Asia office, China's total methanol imports in 2016 surged 59% to 8.8 million tonnes, which is an increase on 2015. And so that Chinese demand is really been helping drive the global market. And anybody who is looking to send any spare methanol spot product they have, for example, from the Middle East, why send it to Europe when you can get better prices in China? Another factor behind these high spot prices is demand. Hearing that there's very, very strong demand now and people want it pretty quickly, which is partially linked, I think, to a large consumer believed to be struggling with getting deliveries of methanol on the Rhine, and perhaps it's that other consumers have been running high to try and make the most of this. At least that's what a couple of traders I spoke to over the last week have speculated. And back to this of the overall backdrop, there is slightly tighter supply, I think, and this is a number of production outages or maintenances or various things happening globally. Just as an example, there was a key plant in Azerbaijan, which is believed to have shut since the end of 2016 and might not be running again till the second quarter of 2017, according to industry sources. So, yeah, a couple of factors for why spot prices are particularly strong at the moment.
And what should we keep an eye on in the next few weeks?
Well, at the moment, it's springtime is a peak demand season for methanol in Europe, so it's be worth keeping an eye on the demand. The Rhine water levels, it's affecting not just methanol, but many, many products in Europe, but that's worth keeping an eye on as well, and how that impacts consumption. We've obviously got the Chinese Lunar New Year this week, so it'll be interesting to see what happens to demand once we get past that. Will we see an uptick, or will we continue to be steady? That'll be very interesting to watch. I also understand there possibly could be some Russian material offered to the market. It's not quite clear yet if this is new or if this is or extra, but if there is such product coming, it will be welcome in such a dry market, at least one trader said to me. So anyway, lots going on in the market and lots to keep an eye on.
Well, that's great. Well, thanks so much for explaining that, Vicky. Please join us again for the next instalment of the ISIS Europe Chemical Update, or catch up with all the latest ISIS news on the ISIS dashboard. For ISIS here in London, I'm Sarah Trinder.